The race for the Democratic presidential nomination takes a big leap forward today. Seven states are holding primaries or caucuses. They are Missouri, Arizona, South Carolina, Oklahoma, New Mexico, North Dakota, and Delaware. Missouri, once considered Dick Gephardt country, has the most delegates up for grabs, 74. John Kerry is hoping to extend his winning streak after victories in Iowa and New Hampshire, and it's an opportunity for his rivals to make the case that they're still serious contenders. Joining us to talk about today's events is NPR national political correspondent Mara Liasson. And Mara, let's go over what's at stake today. It's more than just a delegate count. It also has to do with credibility for some of these campaigns to continue, I guess.
Oh, it's certainly not just about delegates. As a matter of fact, Melissa, only 10% of the number of delegates that you need to win the nomination are at stake today. It's about momentum and inevitability and all the things that that brings with you when you win a bunch of primaries. Voters in states that haven't voted yet start looking at you as a winner. How many times did we hear in New Hampshire from people saying, wasn't paying much attention to Kerry. He won Iowa and he kind of looked like a winner. This is what George Bush's father used to call the Big Mo. This is the first primary where the schedule starts to get very fast, very furious. It's all about television, multiple states at once, not the retail campaigning as we saw in Iowa and New Hampshire. This is the Terry McAuliffe calendar at work. The chairman of the Democratic Party wanted things to gain speed. He wanted to set up a calendar that would provide a nominee or a presumptive nominee as fast as possible so that that Democrat could spend the spring kind of licking his wounds, raising money, and getting ready for the onslaught from the White House that's going to happen in the next couple of months.
Well, let's project forward just a little bit. Dick Gephardt considered Iowa a must-win state, and he did poorly there, and we saw him drop out of the race. Are there similar situations today?
Yes, I think there are. Certainly, for John Kerry, he's the only one who's advertising everywhere. He's competing everywhere. But other people do have must-win states. For John Edwards at South Carolina, that's where he was born. He's decided to make his stand there. He has to win there. That's what he says. Of course, he also says he will win there. For Wesley Clark, he's focusing on Oklahoma, put a lot of money and time and staff there. By all indications, he's poised to do well there, possibly. Oklahoma does have a very high proportion of active and retired military people. The same thing is true as Arizona. He's hoping for a good showing there. For Joe Lieberman, he's focusing on Delaware and Arizona. And then there's Howard Dean, who, interestingly enough, has set the bar very low for himself for today. He says all he wants to do is get above 15% in a couple of states. That will give him some delegates. He's looking forward to Saturday, February 7th, when Michigan and Washington go to the polls. He hopes to do well there. And then on February 17th, Wisconsin. It's interesting. He, at one point, thought he would do very well in New Mexico, which does vote today, has a big Green Party, but he's really been absent since New Hampshire, pulled staff back. He's not on the air anywhere, and he really is looking beyond today.
Well, you mentioned some of the races coming up. What else do we have to look forward to in the week or weeks ahead?
Well, we have some mega primaries coming up. As I said, we've got Michigan, Washington. Next Tuesday, we have Tennessee and Virginia. If Clark and Edwards do well today, those are some southern states that they'll be focusing on. Then we've got the big Super Tuesday primary on the 2nd of March. 11 states, including the biggies, California, New York, Ohio, over 1,000 delegates will be at stake that day. And then we're going to be coming to the point where it'll be almost mathematically impossible to overtake someone who has a huge lead at that point.
Okay, thank you, Mara.
Thank you.
NPR's Mara Liasson.